The Career Evangelist Podcast, episode number 169. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Career Evangelist Podcast. I'm your host, Bola Halabi. Hey, TCE community. I hope you are all having an amazing life. The life that you love and desire. When I say the life you love, I don't just use that word carelessly. I know we all have challenges in our life. That is part of living, because an unchallenged life is simply not worthy of living. I know the challenges in our community. I know the challenges in this society that we all live in. Many people today may be out of jobs, bills piling up, and they may not know where their next meal will come from. Others are dealing with loneliness. Some are dealing with depression, diseases, heartbreak, and many other things you can name. That is life. If you are facing any of these life challenges, I hope and pray that God will help you get through and come out stronger. And that's my prayer for you. You know what I do on this show. I talk about careers, and I had motivation to help you find the courage and inspiration to live your best life. Yes, that's my mission. I want you to live your best life. Speaking of best life, I recently celebrated my birthday and had a great time with my family. My wife, Irene, did a great job planning the day, and she made it one of my best birthday celebration that I've had in recent years. This year, my birthday was on a Saturday. And you know what? We started pretty much with a celebration early in the morning. When we got off bed, Annie and I, we went out for breakfast and we went to IHOP. I had pancakes, sausage, ham, ash brown with hot chocolate. It was so good. On getting back home, my plan on that day was just to be lazy. Yes, my goal was to be lazy on that day. And being lazy for me means that I just want to sit and binge watch a great movie. That's it. And that was precisely what I did. For me, being lazy means no video recording, no podcast. All I planned to do was just Netflix and Hulu. And so I went to my media room and I was there watching movies, except for the occasional calls that I received from people wishing me happy birthday. And I do appreciate everyone, by the way. So I was there watching movies, enjoying myself. And around the afternoon, my wife and kids, they came to get me. And we all went out for lunch. By the way, my wife, wrote me a letter, which is a practice between my wife and I. We used to do that a lot earlier in our marriage. But as you know, life got in the way and we stopped. You know, with kids, work, and so on, we couldn't keep on that practice. But we brought it back this year and we started writing to each other once again. Typically, we write to share great memories. We may write to say thank you sometimes when the other person when we make each other feel so special, or sometimes just to express our love for each other. and to appreciate ourselves. So I read a beautiful letter that my wife wrote to me. My kids also gave me birthday cards, and Tammy, my first daughter, also bought me a gift. The grand finale was in the evening, and that was a great memory for me because my wife made me a bubble bath. She had candlelight all over the room, vanilla smell all over the place, petals on the bed, soft music in the background. So I soaked myself in a bathtub for over 40 minutes. And I began to reflect on the true meaning of life. I began to ponder and wonder what makes life worth living. I asked myself the question, what is it that at the end of our time here, if we are able to look back, we can say we lived a good life? We can say that we had fun. We can say that we were happy with who we were and what we accomplished, plus the impact that we made, you know, the lives that we impacted. As I was there reflecting and reminiscing, I remember what I learned in Brendon Burchard's book, The 6 Habits of Growth. He talked about 3 questions, and I think for anyone that really want to find true meaning of their life and live a purpose-driven life, they must be able to definitively answer these questions. So today's episode, we are going to be talking about finding meaning and purpose in your life. So episode 169 of this podcast is about finding meaning and purpose in your life. So there are 3 basic questions that you must ask to help you find out if you are actually living a purpose-driven life. If you are living your life to the fullest, as I regularly call it. So the first question that you need to ask yourself is that, am I living? Am I living? Living is about you doing what you are meant to do here. You are living if you have found your purpose in life. Mark Twain said, the 2 most important days in your life are the day you are born and the day you find out why. Most people are alive today, but they are not living. Please, I don't want us to make mistakes here about living. Living is not the same as just inhaling oxygen into our lungs. We all need that, by the way. If you are not taking oxygen and exhaling carbon dioxide, you are not living. Living goes beyond, you know, working hard and making money. Of course, I always encourage people to do both. Living that I'm talking about here has nothing to do with our social status or the money in your bank account. There are a couple of super wealthy people that are depressed because they are unable to connect to the true meaning of their life. The same goes for poor people. I'm not here to disparage any group of people. I'm here to encourage people to live. Those that are not living are reactive to things and situations around them. They believe that they do not have any control over their circumstances. They are not proactive. they have refused to tap that inner power within them that will enable them to find true meaning in their lives. They simply watch and stand by as things happen to them. So, how can you make sure that you are living? To me, living is about doing more of what we love and enjoy and adding value to humanity. What do I mean by this? Living is about finding our purpose in life, knowing what you are here for, knowing what you live for, knowing what you stand for. Some people look around, think about this. Some people, they dedicate their lives to researching cures for some chronic diseases. And some, their whole purpose was just to raise funds, huge amounts of money to fight poverty. For some, their mission in life is to fight homelessness. Okay, before we get carried away, we are all different. Your purpose is different from mine. Mine is different from yours. And no one should be intimidated or feel that they don't matter. You do. We all do. Your purpose may be to raise your children to become future leaders in their community, in their state, or in their country. A teacher in the classroom may find a mission in educating that elementary school kid to become responsible adults in the future. Living is not only about work or hard work or going after all these big and daunting goals. No. Living involves fun as well. Yeah, it's not all about work. When I say fun, it means finding time to relax, enjoy, and feel good about yourself. Living also requires you to seek adventure. Do something new from time to time. I'm not saying something crazy, but living is about having fun, enjoying life. So, from time to time, you should find ways to pamper yourself. Living is about what you can do and what you will do and enjoy even when you are not paid to do so. So the first question that I need you to ask yourself is that, are you living? If not, you need to find something that will bring you alive again, something that will energize you, something that you are passionate about, and which also helps humanity. So that's the first question that you need to ask yourself. Are you living? The second question, which is also closely related to the first one, is that, do you have love in your life? I just narrated my birthday experience to you guys. It was a memorable and fun day for me. I loved and enjoyed every bit of it. And guess what? It was made possible because of the people in my life. My wife, kids, my parents, siblings, friends that called to wish me well on my birthday. They all made that day a memorable one for me. We all need healthy and nurturing relationships around us. We need people who care about us, who love us, and who we can call upon in difficult times. I once had an interesting colleague in my office who had no family. Yeah, you heard me right. I know you are surprised by that, but this guy had no family. This man was in his late 50s then. He did not get to meet his dad. He was an only child to his parents. No brother, no sister. His mother, the only relative he had known for a long time, had died about 3 years before I met him. He was not married, so he had no kids. He told me how lonely he gets whenever he's at home. Can you imagine that? The only time he had human interaction was when he was at work. I'm sure you would agree with me that that situation is a difficult one for anyone. That shows that we all need people. Husbands, they need their wives, and vice versa. We need friends. We need neighbors. So, people, you need to find a way to connect with others and live together in peace and harmony. We need friends. We need a community for human connection and interaction. What do I expect you to do? If you don't have love in your life today, I encourage you to find someone you love and who will love you back, so you can have that human connection. So that's the second one. Do you have love? Let's go to the third one. Do you matter? Thank you for listening to this show, by the way. That tells me that my opinions matter to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I am super grateful. I'm not taking that for granted in any way. As of the last time I checked, our podcast has been downloaded in over 70 countries around the world. I'm always grateful for the people who listen and connect with us on this show. And I do this because of them. So today, this evening, as I sit in my office, just looking at my screen, I think of them. And I always hope they find value here in what I do. We all want to believe that we matter. Not everyone will become governors of a state, or CEOs of companies, or presidents of countries for that matter. It's not possible. But guess what? That doesn't mean that our lives don't count. That doesn't mean that we are not important in our own ways. That doesn't mean you cannot impact people where you are today. You just have to be intentional and raise your standard. We live in a world today where many people do only the bare minimum to get by. If you can raise the bar just a little, you will realize that you can make impact and change lives. As a father, through your choices and actions, you can raise the next world leaders by teaching your son how to lead his life. As a mother, you are in a solid position to model to your daughter that she has no limits to what she can become. You can impact lives in your neighborhood, in your community, by what you do and how you live your life. So I'm going to ask you, are you making a difference? Why are you here on earth? Who are you changing and impacting? You've got to ask yourself this question. So what do I want you to do? You need to perform a self-assessment of your life. Ask yourself the same questions. Are you living? Are you happy? Are you joyful? Are you optimistic and hopeful? Do you know what you are meant to do here on earth? Challenge yourself to discover the reasons why you are here so you can live a fulfilled life. And for you to live a fulfilled life, you've got to find out your why. And that's where I'm wrapping it today. I just spoke about finding purpose and meaning in your life. I hope you find value in this. Till next time again, I am Bola Alabi. Remember, my friends, love your career, love your life, because #OneLife. Thank you for listening.